Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James 4 and 12 reads in my Bible, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?" James is trying to get across this whole idea as he's moving away from church conflict and he's dealing with this issue of what responsibility to the faith is. That's where he's going next. And he's trying to deal with this whole concept of minimal minds, small people, self-righteous people, judgmental people. People who have grandiose thoughts of their own self-importance. Did you catch how this verse ends? Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
If you are familiar with the Old Testament book of Job, Job, the most blameless man in the whole world. And God says, "Where were you? Who is this? Dares darken counsel with me. Who are you?" And here, now, who are you to judge another? There's only one lawgiver, one guy who sets down what right and wrong is, the Almighty Himself. And so you and I have to desperately be linked. Do not speak evil of someone. Don't go around bashing them. Don't go around tearing down their reputation. There are people that aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer, and there are people who aren't the nicest people in the world, and they all come under this umbrella of brother or sister in Christ. And you know and I know that there are people that irritate the daylights out of you and people you'd like to pick up and you'd like to kind of rearrange their brain matter, you know, a little bit and get their head working again with a nice swift, as Van Auk says in his book, a swift kick in the side of the head. And you would want to do that. I understand that. But who are you? And when has there not been a time when you didn't need one of those things to happen to you? Anybody here got a monopoly on never making mistakes and never being ridiculously foolish and never coming to some dumb idea or some mistake in understanding? We are all men and women who are desperately in need of mercy. We are desperately in need of grace. And there is an attitude, it was in the early church, it is in the 21st century church, where I know better than you do. I'm right and you're wrong. If you only were as smart as me. Where we patronize people and we demean people and we put them down and we judge them and then we claim to be spiritual and in reality we're much like those opponents of the Lord Jesus Himself, those Pharisees who would, from the eaves and the wings, they would shoot at Him. Or we might not believe in all that supernatural stuff, and so we're like the Sadducees who demean people who may have a little more faith than us and make us look bad. Or we might be far too politically motivated, like the Herodians. And so we put other people down who realize that the president isn't that special because there's only one King of Kings and one political party. And thank God for our president. We honor him. But quite frankly, politics ain't got nothing to do with the church. There's one political party, and it's Nazarene. And he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we're not like the Herodians. And we don't want to be in that judgmental world. Or we don't want to be like the Essenes who pull themselves away because we're more spiritual. We don't want to be around the riffraff, the flotsam and jotsam of life. We don't want to be in the sewer with all of the rats. We want to be up on the mountain where the spiritual people are all the time. And if you could just be as spiritual as I am. But I don't want to deign myself to get dirty by being with you. And all these judgmental attitudes, they were in the first century. And they're around us today. And James says, "Who are you? A sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. And my song will ever be," the songwriter said, It's marvelous grace. Infinite grace. I need it, you need it every day. Don't get into the idea you're better than somebody else. Because, quite frankly, you aren't. There's always somebody better than us. And there's always somebody as bad as us. But in reality, everyone else is in the same boat as us. In desperate need of the mercy and the grace of Jesus. That's James 4:12.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.